This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel formed an emergency unity government on Wednesday as it pounded Gaza to root out Hamas and deploying forces north of the densely populated Palestinian enclave where the militants said they were still fighting after their cross-border assault. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
There were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza on Wednesday. Israeli tanks and armored vehicles have assembled in large numbers just north of Gaza ahead of a potential ground assault against Hamas. With Israel on a war footing, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing coalition and opposition leaders have agreed to form an emergency unity government. That's according to a joint statement from the opposition leader Benny Gantz's party.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to Israel in the middle of the crisis as a tangible sign of what President Joe Biden calls, quote, unshakable American support. VOA Cindy Sain has more.
Blinken faces thorny issues. How to keep the conflict from spilling over, how to get hostages freed, including 15 Americans who are still missing, and how to help some 2 million Palestinian civilians now trapped in Gaza. He is also expected to go to Jordan. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Israel's death toll rose to 1,200 with over 2,700 wounded, its military said, from Hamas militants' hours-long rampage after breaching the fence enclosing Gaza on Saturday. Israeli strikes have now killed more than 1,000 and wounded 5,000, Gaza's health ministry said, hitting more than 500 residential buildings. This is VOA News. Israelis come together to help one another as they mourn the dead and struggle with the repercussions of the Hamas attack, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Israeli-American Talia Klein-Perez was born in Houston and moved to Israel 22 years ago. She says many of her U.S. friends don't realize how bad it is.
It's heartbreaking. There's pretty much no one here that wasn't affected.
She's volunteering at a shelter near her home that took in more than 100 families.
Some of us are braver than others. Some of us are actually going closer to the front lines to bring warm meals and food and anything that the soldiers may need. Some of us are more frightened, like me.
Despite everything going on, she says her family is not leaving Israel. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Ukraine's allies on Wednesday to arm his country to survive the winter on his first visit to the alliance's headquarters since Russia's all-out invasion. Zelensky made a plea for air defense, long-range missiles, and ammunition in the face of fears that the Hamas attack on Israel could distract key backer the United States from the conflict in his country. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced a fresh tranche of weaponry for Kyiv worth $200 million, including air defense missiles to help Ukraine stave off an expected winter onslaught by Russia. U.S. House of Representatives Republican Party members have nominated a new speaker, but whether he'll quickly take on the job remains uncertain. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In private balloting, the deeply divided House GOP chose Majority Leader Steve Scalise in a narrow vote over Jim Jordan.
We have a lot of work to do.
When that would start is uncertain. The House remains at a standstill.
The House will come to order.
2.5 minutes later,
the chair declares the House in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
A whole House floor vote on Scalise is expected, but it's unclear whether backers of Jordan, whom Donald Trump endorsed, will support Scalise. The White House's message? Just get on with it.
We want to see the chaos be done with.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's Supreme Court said on Wednesday it would be a couple of months before it gives its decision on whether the government could go ahead with its plan to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda. Lawyers for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's government have been arguing over 3 days this week the court should overturn a June ruling that the scheme to send thousands of asylum seekers more than 6,400 kilometers to East Africa is unlawful. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.